We're still waiting for the arrival of Denise, and we'll talk to her when she gets here about everything that's going on at Serenity Assisted Living, located on Oakview Drive in Dilworth, Minnesota. We were just talking about Dilworth and that beautiful new community center that they have planned. But today in studio with us is Maggie Ness, Executive Director with the Memory Cafe of the Red River Valley. And as we understand it, Maggie's sort of new to the Memory Cafe of the Red River Valley. So welcome to KFGO Radio.
Oh, thank you so much. And yes, 3 months in with Memory Cafe.
That's great. And we're going to talk about your upcoming conference, but let's talk just a little bit more about the Memory Cafe and your role there. Tell us about the Memory Cafe.
Absolutely. I would love to. So Memory Cafe of the Red River Valley was started about 7 years ago by Deb Call and Beth Ustenko. And we provide a safe and supportive environment for people in our community who are living with memory loss or caring for someone living with memory loss.
Yeah, and I think that's an important piece of it, right? It's not just for those people that may be living with memory loss, but it's those people who are also caring for them.
Absolutely.
And part of their lives. That's a big piece of what you do.
Yes, yep.
And probably a big piece of this conference that's coming up. Let's talk a little bit about that first, and then we'll go back to more of your testimonials from the Memory Cafe. But let's talk about the conference. How long have you been organizing a conference?
Yeah, so Memory Cafe has hosted a conference. This will be the fifth year of our conference. And so it's we call it the Redefining Memory Loss Conference. And so we really found a need, or Memory Cafe found a need for education in our community, in our state, and in our region, I guess, for how do we best care for someone who's living with memory loss? How do we live well with memory loss? And how do we just, as a whole, in a community, learn more about supporting those in our community who are living with some sort of memory loss?
What's the lineup this year? Like, who can people expect? And I guess, well, first tell us, who is the right person to go to this conference?
Anyone is the right person to go
really?
To this conference. So we're really, you know, this conference is for people who are on this journey right now. They're caring for someone living with dementia, or, you know, personally or professionally, they're caring for someone. Or, you know, they're in our community. They're serving they're in our businesses. They're in our restaurants, our banks, our coffee shops, you name it. You know, they're working with individuals who are living with some, they could be living with some type of memory loss. And so we want to educate the community on how can we better serve those individuals.
I love that idea. Like, if you're a business, you're serving these people too. It may be a shorter period of time than those caring for them, but you're still serving them. They're still part of our community. Okay, tell us about the lineup. What can people expect when they come to the conference?
Yeah, so it's an all-day conference. At our conference, we are going to be having, his name is Chris Colo. He is from Abe's Garden Community, which is based out of Nashville, Tennessee. And at Abe's Garden Community, they are a division of the Heartstone Institute, where they practice what's called the I'm Still Here approach to dementia care. So he is their chief operation officer, and he has years of experience in, you know, providing quality dementia care. And so he will be our keynote speaker of the whole event. And we think he's going to be really fantastic.
Oh, it's going to be good, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, we are very excited about this conference.
That is awesome. Okay, when is the conference? We didn't even mention that, I don't think.
Yeah, so the conference will be on June 4th. Again, all day, 8:30 to 3 o'clock. It'll be here in Fargo at the Holiday Inn in Fargo.
And how can people get registered for it?
Yeah, so they could go to our website, memorycaferrv.org. There's a tab on there that says, oh goodness, I believe it says Annual Redefining Memory Loss Conference. And they can just register based on going to our website. Registration's about $45 for community members. We are also offering continuing education credits for social workers for 4 hours. And so that'll be an extra charge of $65.
Sure.
If you want that credit.
That's great. And then let's talk about the Memory Cafe outside of June 4th. This is going to be an amazing event for almost anybody to go to. But outside of that, what is the Memory Cafe doing and how can people get involved? Tell us about the experience.
Yeah.
You've been there for 3 months, but I'm sure you were very familiar with the organization before you got there.
Yes.
And there must have been something that you loved about it
Absolutely.
To get you to stay there.
Yeah. So I joined Memory Cafe after spending 5 years at the Alzheimer's Association. And while I was at the Alzheimer's Association, I saw the significant need and support that Memory Cafe was providing our community. And so what I really love about Memory Cafe is the support, you know, the ability to meet new friends who are on this journey of whether you're living with memory loss or you're caring for someone, you're going to meet others who are on this very similar journey.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is kind of the magic of it. At Memory Cafe, we provide education. So we want to help people learn more about how can we continue to live well if we are experiencing memory loss, how can we care for our individuals, but also we want to have fun. So we have we create friendships. We have a lot of fun. Today the Golden Oldies are at our program. I'm missing out on it.
Oh, man.
I know, but that's all right. And so we have a lot of different programs that we offer to the community, whether it's educational, creative arts, those fun activities, as well as support. We have a variety of support groups that meet.
I love that. Speaking of fun, Denise Tollefson is here now.
I'm here.
There's always something fun going on at Serenity. What are you guys up to these? Well, it's Easter just before we know it.
It's Easter. We got games planned. It's March Madness. Our residents take that pretty seriously.
They're
filling out their brackets before tomorrow. it's a whole thing.
Yes, it is a whole thing. And it's springtime. And I know that the weather forecast doesn't really look like it. We're finally getting snow. But springtime is just a great time to come over and visit Serenity if you're looking to make a move. You know, we're just sort of in this transition time. I always say, like, now is the time of year when we change seasons that we should actually be making our New Year's resolutions. Like, the weather around us are changing. Our bodies are sort of changing with it. Now is a good time to sort of look ahead to the future, to talk to people like you, to see Serenity, to understand more about your mission and the just really the home atmosphere that you guys have over there.
Yeah, come take a look. We started a gym wellness club last month too. So it's
how's that going?
Great. It's so awesome. It's like having more grand friends around too, like coming in the doors throughout the week, which I just love, and I love meeting new faces. So if you're not ready for Serenity, but you need like some socialization and just some overall like personal training, that's like a fun way too to like get acclimated without diving in, you know, completely head first.
Yeah, meet everybody, get familiar with the building. Also just get a really good chance to be active in a really safe environment with someone who knows maybe what your limitations might be and what you can and can't do. That's really important.
Exactly. Yeah.
They want to feel safe in an environment that's going to keep them safe.
Yep. And it's not intimidating. It's all people the same capabilities. So
I love that. Yeah. And you can get like a pass, right?
Yep. There's a little punch card.
Yes.
So that way, you know, if you're going to Arizona or Florida, you're a snowbird, you don't have to worry so much.
It's not going to expire.
Correct.
You can come back and use your punches when you get back.
Correct.
I love that. And okay, Memory Cafe. Maggie Ness has been with us, the executive director of the Memory Cafe of the Red River Valley. People want to get in touch with you. Of course, your website I know is a good place to go. I'm sure there's an email or a phone number on there that people can just reach out if they have questions about who you are.
Yep.
And maybe there's someone in our community that thinks that they can serve you in some sort of way, that they can come in and serve the people that are part of your Memory Cafe. I would encourage those people to reach out too. Like, do you know a craft? Do you know something fun to do that they can be a part of it? That would be really fun.
Yes. We're always trying to look at different programs that we can offer. So absolutely. If you want to reach out, we have just a basic email. hello@memorycaferrv.org. Email us, sign up for our newsletter. It's a really great monthly newsletter where you can stay up to date on what's going on.
And it's free.
And it's
like
free.
All of it's free.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
That is amazing. And Denise, I'm sure you know a lot of testimonials of people who have been impacted by the work they're doing at Memory Cafe.
They do, and Maggie kind of mentioned it, but it's, you know, we have a memory care building, and I can be as supportive as I want to be, and so can our staff, but I can't empathize in the same way as somebody who's actually going through it. Mm-hmm. And that is like the most beautiful thing about the Memory Cafe, is that camaraderie, because it's just different when it's your mom, dad, or spouse, or whoever that loved one is. And it's actually really cool because we have a husband whose wife has been at Serenity Memory Care, and he took a bazillion pieces, but there's one little thing he started doing after going to Memory Cafe. And when he comes to visit, he takes his shoes off at the door and before he walks into his wife's apartment and treats it like her home. Mm-hmm. And that's a tool he has learned from the Memory Cafe.
I love that.
And I'm not saying it's like a slam dunk, it's not. That's the thing with memory loss, but it's just a beautiful thing. And the support he's gotten from that, you know, he's brothers and sisters too, but again, they're not going through it the same way he is.
Right.
So I just feel better. Like he gets a big hug every time he goes, and just being surrounded by people in the exact same situation. So
yeah, that's amazing.
Mm-hmm. I love that story. Yeah. I love that story. Thank you both for being here. And if someone wants to get a hold of you at Serenity, how should they do that?
Give us a call at 218-477-7254 or visit us online at www.serenityassistedliving.com, or our Facebook page is a pretty good follow too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You can see all like the little kids in the childcare facility and their grand friends having fun too. I love that.
Oh yes, that's pretty great.
Yeah, thank you guys. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.